Cotton peg base Mishnah Dal in loikchem batim avodim ubehemo el letzerich moed. Here we're talking about business. We're not talking about a ma'ase melacha per se. Doing mekhum emkar on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a derabbanon. But over here, it could very well be that there's a deraisa. Here's a chiddush. It could very well be that if a person treats chol hamoed as a regular business day, buying, selling, handling, dealing, wheeling, that itself is mechal the day. The truth of the matter is that there's a mokum to say such a word on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Bavus the Chassam Sefer, where the Chassam Sefer has a whole tshuva, it's based on a ritva, on a Ramban. Ramban al Alter and Pashas Emor, and a ritva in Rosh Hashanah. I think on Daf Lamed Aleph, and the way the Rishonim say it is that besides for the love of doing a Maisa Malocha, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, there's also an Isser that the day has to be treated like Shabbos. Shabbos, and there's an Asay that Shabbos should be treated by Kedusha. Shabbos that's treated like a regular work day, the way the Ramban says it is, you're talking that a person should be Oisik b'malachtoi. He doesn't do a single stitch of work that's also midaraisa. But he's a mechal Shabbos midaraisa mamish. Why? Because he treats the day sitting in his office, and he has workers coming, going, the goyim are doing all the work. But he lemais is a mechal Shabbos because he's treating the day like a regular day. So amiru la'akum, let's say, if somebody is over, somebody says something, that's a derabona. He says something business related. But if a person sits down to a board meeting, even without note-taking, without doing any malocha, the etzim fact of sitting around the table and treating the day like a regular business day is a violation de reis of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you have a chol hamoed, you could have that violation, even if it's not, even if melechas chol hamoed is derabbanan, or even if melechas chol hamoed is de reis, but over here you're not doing a ma'is of malocha, but you're over on the mechal al samayadim. That could be de reis. So that the Mishnah says, "In loy chembatim avodim behemel letzayich hamoed." Only what's necessary for Yom Tov. Or letzayich hamoicha she'en lemayoichal. Somebody that mamish doesn't have, he needs for Yom Tov needs. So that's also would be considered letzayich hamoed. Ein mefanim mibayis lebayis, moving from place to place. Lav davka, it's moving residents. It's moving, making big deliveries. The Rav says of kelim or tefuah. He's allowed to move things out of his house into his chotzer. The way the Rav explains it from the Gemara is that it's mutter because it's not befeheser, it's not mechallel samayatim. Even though it's a big job and it's a lot of tircha, so there would only be also if it would be public and it would be mechallel samayatim. Emevi and kelim mibeisa umon. One is not allowed to bring deliveries home. Here's a shadow of a person getting delivery, new appliances and such. Things that he's getting, stamazoy, that he wants for after Yom Tov, he's not allowed. He shouldn't be getting the delivery on Chol Hamoed. That itself makes the day not Yom Tov tik. Mibesa woman means from the one who designed it, or from the factory, from the company, whatever it is, from the storefront. If he's going to leave it there, so it could get lost, or they won't deliver it, it'll have problems. I can't say if there's some extenuating reason why he wants it to be delivered today, that he's allowed to do. Mishnah, mechapin is haktzios bikash. He's allowed to cover. Ktzios is fruits, ta'anim specifically, that are spread out in a field to dry out, and that's the way they're preserved, otherwise they spoil very quickly. So if he's afraid that it's going to rain, he's allowed to cover it over with straw. Again, it's a davar avid. It's farm work, but it's a davar avid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ma'abin. Not only is it mutter to cover them over with straw, but it's mutter also to gather them together in a pile in order that the ones on top should protect the ones on the bottom from water damage. Moichre peris ksus v'kelim. Merchants who sell fruits, they sell clothing, they sell dishes, utensils, tools. Moichim b'tzina l'tzarech hamoed. To keep a business open and to have it going full-fledged again, it's mechal samayados, like we said before. But if it's done l'tzarech hamoed, whatever's necessary, keep open b'tzina. B'tzina l'chay would have to mean that you can keep open the side door, not the front door. He doesn't keep the business open. That should look in the street like the business is running as usual. Hatzayodim v'adishoyshoyz v'agroysoyz. This means seyodin are people that work trapping animals, catching birds, fish, etc. for a living. Doshoishois are those that work and they grind miloshin dosh chitim. That's what they do for a living. Goroisois is they grind up, is also a lashon of grinding. They toichin beans for dishes, for recipes. Oisin bitzino, they're not doing it in a, somebody just wants to have lunch. That'd be a lot to do. Here they're doing it professionally. This is what they do. They come to a street. They take from everybody whatever they need to be ground. They have the proper kalim. So they're allowed to do whatever's necessary for all the people at Tzarech HaMoed, but it has to be Bitzin. It's like a store. It's not like a private person doing it. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Heim Hichmiru Al Atzmon. Rabbi Yossi says that this that the Soichim brings from the Soichim Shavat Tverya, that they didn't sell at all, and also the Tzayodim, he brings from the Tzayodim in Akoy, in the Koy Tzichitim, in Tzipoyri, it gets all these Erlich Yidin, that they didn't do Malach at all. He says that's a minig, but since Batsim, since Lotzarech HaKol Nefesh, so it's not awesome. He says, hey, it's a minig, so I'll titesh tayasimecha. So that's why it's awesome. The Chum hold no. There was no minig kavua, and they don't have to be machmei al atzman. This says that the Rabbi Yossi is bringing that there was a minig by these type of umnin, these places to be machmir and not to do even letzarech moed. The Gemara even says, Yerushalmi even says, that some of them are had times. The might there's less food around, there's less fresh food around them. Might simchas achak. So the Tanakhama holds that there was no minig kavua memela. You're allowed to do what you're allowed to do. Meikar adin. Rabbi Yossi holds b'mokum that they're machmir. There's a minig kavua and they shouldn't switch that.